Today, I like to convey information to you about shame. And let it be noted that shame and guilt are like brothers and sisters, or like brother and brother, or sister and sister. They are related to each other that closely, guilt and shame. And we have talked about guilt. And today we talk about shame, and you will notice that a lot of the underlying principles of the existence of shame are equal to those related to guilt. For shame can only exist if there is something wrong with you. When you inhale the fact that there is something wrong with you, when you accept that fact, and you as a child has learned that you are wrong and that your behavior is shameful. And of course this is a lie. There is nothing wrong with you in the first place. You are whole. You are beautiful, and you are good exactly the way you are. But your parents, your teachers, your culture, your religion has taught you that there is something wrong with you, and that the behavior you are displaying is shameful. Your authenticity, your autonomy are all shameful. Your brightness, your beauty, they are all shameful. If you do not belong to us, if you do not behave like us, if you do not think like us, and if you do not feel like us, there is something wrong with you, and you should be ashamed of the fact that there is something wrong with you. This whole concept of wrong and right, of being guilty, of not being good enough, of being wrong, it's all a lie. It's a very, very limited concept of what you human beings consider to be the truth or the reality. As a spiritual being, having a human experience, you are multifaceted. Your behavior is multifaceted. Your being is multifaceted. Your whole energy field is multifaceted, if you wish it to be so, but you have learned to limit yourself so much, limiting thoughts, limiting beliefs, limiting feelings, limiting concepts, and guilt and shame are emotions put into you to control you and to put you into your place. Shame and guilt are truly two very strong emotions to regulate your behavior. And the first thing that you will have to rid yourself of, if you want to be truly free and truly loyal to your essence and live your essence, you will encounter those two entities, those two vibrations, guilt and shame. And you have to work through them and see their deceitful nature, see the lie behind it. There is nothing that you have to be ashamed of, that you should be ashamed of. For there is nothing wrong with you. And if there is evil in you, and if there is behavior in you that harms others, this is unhealed material. These are unhealed layers. And to approach them through the entrance of shame and guilt will bring no healing at all, for it will keep that unhealed layer in its place. If you try to heal unhealed layers within you with guilt and shame, there will be no healing there. So the first thing you have to take away from every unhealed aspect of yourself is shame and guilt. Put them aside and approach your unhealed material, your unhealed layers, with an open mind, and approach them as they are. They are unhealed, and they are only an expression of this unhealedness. And the only way to heal them is to bring love and light into them, onto them. So whenever you encounter an unhealed layer or an unhealed aspect within yourself, say to that aspect or to that layer, I love you. I love you. And I'm very sorry that you are so lonely and that you are so dark and that you are so angry and that you are so sad, or whatever the feeling is. Talk to that layer. Acknowledge that layer. See that layer. And love that layer within you. That is an approach that will heal. If you encounter an unhealed layer within yourself and you approach that layer through the entrance of guilt or shame, nothing good will come from that. Nothing. It will only stay the way it always was, unhealed. So if you want to heal yourself, work through the deception of guilt and shame, for they are a lie. And the only energy that can heal unhealed layers, unhealed feelings, unhealed patterns in you are love and light and acceptance and acknowledgement. Four very strong healing capacities: love, light, acceptance, and acknowledgement. Acknowledge that the unhealed layer is there. Accept the fact that you are having unhealed layers within you. Unhealed patterns, unhealed feelings, and love them. Love them and bring them to the surface by saying out loud, I can see you. I can see your pain. I can see your longing to be seen, to be heard, to be felt. And that is the way you bring them to the light. And only if you bring them to the surface and if you bring them to the light and if you love them, only then can they heal. And this is what we wish for you. Healing. This was my message. Thank you.
The written text of this whisper is available for you on our website, whispersfromtheholycircle.com.